Most of the figureheads here in the hall were carved by Johan Ternström, but not that of Saga, who sat on a ship with the same name. She represents the transition to the new modern era. The figurehead was important. It was a symbol of power and strength. By tradition, seafarers have always been a superstitious lot, and a bringer of good fortune was needed at the bow. The figurehead was also meant to strengthen the crew's ardour in battle and strike fear into the hearts of the enemy. When the Navy began building battleships of steel in the 19th century, the figurehead tradition slowly faded away, since a large wooden figure could no longer be put on the straight bows of armoured ships. But ships still bear escutcheons that symbolise the name of the vessel, as you can see on the fast-attack missile boat Vestavik, moored outside the Naval Museum dock. The Saga figurehead adorned the steam corvette of the same name. Saga was the last warship with a wooden hull, and she sailed or could be run on steam. The Saga's propeller is displayed outside the entrance to the Naval Museum. The Saga figurehead lifts the veil of truth, for she sees everything as it really is, and in her hand she holds a parchment scroll, a symbol of the story and of written history. Saga is pointing the way to the new technology of armoured vessels, steam engines, torpedoes, and mines, which you will find on the next floor.